heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, fans. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it is fall. It's a beautiful fall day. I hope that you're all able to get up, read your morning paper, have a cup of coffee, and plan your strategies to attack the yard, because time is getting to an essence. You know, we're not talking the end of the time in the garden, but the hours change. And once the hours change, then things are really going to happen, because the days will be a lot shorter. Great for those of us getting up early and heading out to work. Make it a lot easier driving in the light. But coming home will be a little rough. But, you know, by 5 o'clock for most of us, it's going to be dark. So if there's outside work that has to be done, I think we should start thinking about doing it. And go to my website. Go to paulparent.com and click on the newsletter if you don't receive it. Now, the newsletter comes out every single Thursday. It's free. And we give you a ton of information. And this week, I made a list of the things that need to be done in your garden to put it to bed. This is not everything. This is just part of a list, phase one, of things that you need to do to put the garden to bed and to prepare it for the winter months. And I think if you get a minute, just go to it. Read it once. If there are some ideas that you like, then print that section and get some of those jobs done. And believe me, it will help you a great deal in the weeks to come. But just say to yourself, you know, daylight savings time comes November 6th. So what are we talking? 3.5 weeks? 4 weeks? But then it really gets dark and there's no more, well, after supper I'll go outside and I'll work around the yard a little longer. Before supper, it's going to be dark. So things are beginning to change. A lot to be done. And if you're not quite sure what has to be done in what order, give us a call. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll talk about what needs to be done. Now, today, we're going to do a lot of different things. We're going to talk about a lot of different areas. This is the best time of the year, right now, to get your spring flowering bulbs into the ground. And the selection right now is still pretty good. If you wait another couple of weeks, there'll be many varieties of bulbs that may not be available. And if you're looking for things that are different and unusual and inexpensive, you got to act now, because the inexpensive bulbs seem to sell faster than the tulips and the daffodils and the hyacinths. Not that these three bulbs are not beautiful. They are. But the smaller bulbs, what they call minor bulbs or miscellaneous bulbs are just incredible. And if you've never planted any of these, then this should be the year that you think about that. And I made a list of the top 10 or 12 miniature, small, little bulbs that you can buy at your local garden center now that would give your garden a lot of character. Of course, we all know crocuses. Everybody has to have a crocus. Everybody has to have grape hyacinths. But there are some bulbs out there that will really, really excite you and give you something different. For example, one of my favorites is called Chionodoxa. It's also called Glory of the Snow. And the reason that this is nice is it will start to bloom in late February and in March. It's blue. It looks like little stars. And it's absolutely fabulous. When the ground is brown, the grass is brown, you know, it's still cold out, and you're looking for a sign, when are things going to change in my favor? This is a bulb that will do it. It will spread. It's not eaten by rodents. It's a wonderful, wonderful plant. Now, if you like yellow, there's something called Aranthus, or winter aconite. Again, a very early flowering bulb. Blooms in February. And if you have an area where the snow tends to melt, like in front of your house, if it faces south, looks like little yellow buttercups. It self-seeds, so it will spread. And this is a fabulous, fabulous bulb for spring blooming. Another one that's early is called Snowdrops. Snowdrops are early, February and March. White blooms. They reseed themselves. They spread. And they're blooming early in your garden. Another one called Snowflakes. Blooms a little bit later. Beautiful white flowers. And then some of my favorite early blooming bulbs are miniature daffodils. Small ones. Cost a lot less money than the big ones. Much hardier. Spread like crazy. And the colors and the shapes of the blooms are incredible. A lot of us have planted probably the number one selling miniature daffodil called Tete-a-Tete. But Tete-a-Tete is beautiful, but there are varieties that are a lot more unusual. Different colors. So if you get a chance, go down to your local garden center and pick up the small bulbs. They're at least half the price, sometimes a lot less than half the price. So you can buy twice as many bulbs for the same money, giving you twice as many flowers for the same money, and you can choose some of these bulbs that are going to bloom early in the year, a time of the year where it's cold, you're still getting a little bit of snow, but up against the house or near your garage or near the walkway, you can see a sign that says, "Hey, Paul, winter is coming to an end. Look, I'm going to give you some blooms. Mother Nature is waking up." And once the bulbs start to come out of the ground, everything is forward movement. There's no more backing up. It tells you that winter is coming to an end. And in the weeks to come, in the newsletter, we will be telling you a lot more about these spring flowering bulbs and what you can do to really enjoy them. Now, the last couple of weeks, my wife and I and our team are putting together a brand new newsletter for you. We've had the other one for maybe 6 or 7 years. This one, you're going to love it. We are going to change it totally. Things we'll be doing to this newsletter, we will be inviting all of the garden clubs who listen to the show to send us information. If you're planning a plant sale or a garden tour, we're going to list them on the website. We're adding a gardening tip of the week. The best part is, if you're planting juniper or use a rhododendron and you want information, you can go to my website, type that in, and it will come from my newsletter directly to you.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth. The foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We have a lot to talk about today, and if you need some help with your garden, with your mums, your flowering cabbage, asters, Montauk daisies, if you've got grubs that are digging in your lawn, want information about flowering bulbs, fall or spring flowering bulbs, putting in the new lawn. Great time to do that. Preparing the garden for winter. Now's the time to do it. And a lot more. Call us. 800-259-9231. You talk with Tom, he'll get you set up, and we'll be ready to go. Okay, Tom. Who's up first?
First up, we've got Mary from Maine with a question about orchid cactus.
Great. Mary, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Parent. Actually, my name is Maria, but that's neither here nor there. I have a question about my orchid cactus.
Yes.
I've seen some little white flies. I don't know whether they were on the plant or they just happened to be in the area, but this plant is very big, and I'm afraid if, and I have other plants in the room too, so I don't know, little tiny white flies.
Yeah, you don't want to chance it, because there is one insect called white fly, and it's not something that you want to get established in your yard, in your home. Because once the heat kicks in and the windows are closed and things get dry in your home and the heat comes on and stays on a regular basis, these little critters will fly from plant to plant. They'll lay eggs, and before long you'll have a real infestation. So the easiest and the safest of all the products on the market are called horticultural oils. Now, these are oils that have been filtered and filtered and filtered and cleaned, so they're almost like baby oil that you would put on a baby's bottom. And the reason that I want you to do this is several reasons. First of all, when you put down an oil and the oil gets on the adult, the young, or the egg, there is no defense. They cannot become immune to it, because the way that the oil works is it hits the insect, it coats the body of the egg the young or the adult, preventing it from breathing, and it suffocates it. Okay? So the insects cannot become immune to that like they can a traditional insecticide. Now, the other reason I want you to use that is the windows in your home are getting to a point where they're going to be closed more than they're going to be open. So if you're using pesticides in your house and you're spraying the plant with it, you can't air out the house. So, yes, you're killing the insects, but the fumes and the gases are in the air in your house, and you're also breathing the same thing. An oil, there's no scent, there's no gas. It's a solid that when you put it on the plant, it attaches itself to the plant and stays there. So it will kill three generations at the same time, while a chemical insecticide targets the adult or the young. Doesn't hit the egg. So you kill all the adults, you kill a lot of the young. 2 weeks later, the young that you miss become adults, the eggs hatch, they become young, and within a month, you have a whole new generation, and the problem's still there. So go to your local garden center, and what you want is called horticultural oil or all-season oil. These are wonderful products, and if you have herbs in your home, you spray the herbs to kill any insects that are on it. When you want to eat, you cut them, put them in your sink, run warm water over the herbs, the oil washes off, and it's not a chemical. It's a nice, clean, safe way.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's a great day to get out in the yard and get some work done. A lot needs to be done right now. If you haven't fertilized the grass, you know, fall feeding of the lawn is probably the most important because it prepares the lawn for the winter. And one thing we were always taught in school is when you apply fertilizer to the lawn in the spring, 25% of it is stored in the plant and 75% is used to make the lawn nice and green. In the fall, 25% of the food is used to make the lawn nice and green and to repair any damage. But 75% is stored in the roots, in the stems, in the blades to help it to survive and get through the winter without problems and to help it give it a kind of a kick start in the spring when the weather gets nice. So if you're thinking of only doing one application, do it in the fall. Things are on sale right now. Take advantage of it. And let's get the lawn taken care of. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next we have Cheryl with a question about replanting.
Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Paul. I have got a problem. Good. I have about 10 pink Lily of the Valley at my mom's house in Arlington. And the house has got to be sold. And I have got about four or five small rows of Sharon. Now, I'm handicapped, so can I hold them over in the garage in the winter, put them in a small, in a pot just to cover them, either a cold garage or a little bit of a heated basement. I can't get them planted till next spring.
Okay, that's okay. Lily DeValley is going to go dormant anyways. So, you know, get them dug, put them in pots, okay, and leave them outside until the foliage turns brown. And, you know, give them a good drink of water so that the soil is moist. And put it on the floor in your garage where it's going to stay cold. Not on top of a table, but right on the floor itself.
Okay.
Okay? Now, on your shrubs, Rosa Sharon, if you were to dig them now and leave them outside, you would probably end up losing them. Putting them in a cold, unheated garage is the best place. First of all, the plant is out of the wind. And out of all the shrubbery, one of the most difficult is the Rosa Sharon. So get as large of a root ball as you can handle and leave it outside until all the foliage has come off the plant. It turns yellow, then they'll fall. And then stick them in one corner of your garage where they're out of the way. They don't need any light because there's no leaves.
Yeah.
And keep it cold. Yeah, and keep them cold. Make sure that the soil stays moist. No food, nothing, you know. It's there to sleep. It's there to be dormant. So do that, and you'll be in great shape. Now, the thing that you want to, as we get into like February and March, if you see that we get a day where it's going to get, let's say, 60, in your garage from the sun hitting it is going to get to 70 or warmer, it may be a good idea to either leave a window open in the garage to let some of the heat out or leave the garage door open since you can't move them in and out just to keep it on the cool side because you don't want it to think that, oh, spring is here, I'm going to start to grow. And that means you're going to have to start moving things around. So you need to keep it dormant. So for now, get them dug, potted, and as soon as the foliage comes off, in your garage, in the corner, up against the wall, but have the root ball on the concrete floor of your garage. Because the concrete's going to be cold. And that will help to cool off the root system so it doesn't wake up. And you'll be fine. And then during late March, you'll be able to begin to plant them outside if the weather is good. If it's not until April, that's fine. But by late March, take all of your plants and put them outdoors. You don't want to keep them in your garage because the sun hitting the garage will begin to warm up the building during the day. So when the snow is gone, it's March, people are thinking about buying pansies and things like that. Put them outside, leave them outside until you're ready to plant them. But you'll be in good shape. And if you put them in the basement and it's warm, you run the risk of them breaking out of dormancy, and you want them to snooze, take a big, deep sleep, and get ready for the springtime ahead. And then when you plant them like a new plant from the nursery. Get some soil moist to help retain moisture early on, compost or animal manure around it to help the roots to get fed and get established, and, you know, a nice sunny location for the Rosa Sharon, give them plenty of room, water weekly until it gets going, and then use the mycorrhiza to stimulate that root system, and you'll be in great shape. So you'll be fine. Just keep them cool and don't panic. everything will work out good for you. Great question. Thank you. And you have a great fall season. Now, if we can help you, the phone number here is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're going to work together. If you want to plant a lawn, there is still plenty of time to fill in bare spots or to even plant a whole lawn. If you have a lawn that looks thin all over, I don't want you to rototill. What I want you to do is rent a machine called a seed slicer. This is a machine that looks like a lawn mower. But instead of having one blade, it will have a dozen or more blades. And you put the seed in the top of the machine. You get it started. And it will pull you right across your lawn, cutting little grooves in your lawn, dropping the seed in the groove that's being made. And you go north to south, east to west. It will apply the seed in this little groove. Then you fertilize, you water, and that grass will come in and get nice and thick in between now and Thanksgiving. And you will have a gorgeous lawn going into the late fall, early winter. When the spring comes, the seed has already caught. You hit it again with a starter fertilizer, and your grass will be absolutely beautiful. If you have a choice to plant a lawn in the spring or the fall, the time that you want to choose is the fall season. The soil is warm right now. In the spring, in April, it's cold. You're getting more rain in the fall. You're getting morning dew. If weeds do germinate, you're going to have a frost that will kill the weed but not hurt the grass. There's no crabgrass coming in the fall. And if you can get the seed germinating and growing, it will thicken the lawn to prevent crabgrass and other weeds from coming in. So the fall is the best time to plant a brand new lawn. And if you haven't done it, now is the time to think about doing it. It's very easy. If you have questions, call me, 800-259-9231. Now, we are planning a trip, May 22nd to the 30th, to England, and we are going to see the Chelsea Flower Show. This is the most incredible flower show in the world, voted number one of all flower shows. Half of it is outside, half of it is inside in several humongous tents. It's a flower show that is, they limit the amount of people that go into it every day so that you can enjoy it. It's not like, you know, if you've ever been to the Philadelphia show or the Boston show, sometimes it's just like a row of carriages and a wall of people, and you can't see the gardens. This doesn't happen there. Besides the flower show, I mean, you'll have all day there. We're planning a half a day tour of the city, all the major points, then a half a day for you to do as you please, maybe even take another tour. We are going to Wesley Gardens, which is the main garden in all of London that is run by the British Horticultural Society. Unbelievable garden. We're also going to visit another 5 or 6 gardens while we're there. We're going to a totally organic farm, the largest in all of England, to show you what you can do to your garden. We're going to a garden center, a British garden center, visiting Stonehenge. And for 2 nights, we're going to be sleeping in Plymouth, England. We say, what's Plymouth, England? That's where the pilgrims left. So if you live in New England and you've been to Plymouth Plantation, this is where the boat left from. Lots of history, lot to do. Check out my website for information or call this number, 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. Or look on my website, paulparent.com. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in your tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a wonderful day, a great day for some activities. You know, get your cup of coffee, read the Sunday paper, go to tonight's early mass so that you can spend time outside. Great apple picking weather. Fresh cider right now is just incredible. Nothing better than fresh apple cider at this time of the year. Fall is a great season, you know. You pick some apples, you eat some raw, you make apple pies and all kinds of different desserts. This is the season, so take advantage of it. Now, I started to tell you, we're going to have a new newsletter. And what's going to be really nice about the newsletter, every article that I've written over the last 2 years is going to be in the newsletter. And there'll be a search engine. So all you'll have to do is at the top of the page, it will say search archives for article. And you'll type in apple trees. Then hit search, and it will come up with all the articles that I've written on apple trees. One article that I did was about the various types of apple trees. Another one article I did was on how to plant and care for apple trees. So all that information will be available to you now, and it's free. It's all on the website. The newsletters are free for you. So if you get a chance, go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter, put your email address, and you'll get a new one every single Thursday. And while you're there, click on this week's, and you'll be able to learn about the minor bulbs, the little bulbs, and you'll have a list of things for your kids to do to help you around the yard today. Lots to do in the vegetable garden, the perennial garden, how to prepare your roses for the winter, how to prepare your hydrangea for the winter, how to prepare the lawn for the winter. Great information, timely, and I know you will enjoy it, okay? And if there's something special that you'd like to know about, then just let us know. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kelly from Cape Cod with a question about crabapple trees.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a little tiny apple tree, crabapple tree. It's about a foot and a half tall. And it's the offspring of an old apple, crabapple, a 50-year-old crabapple that I had to cut down. And I'm wondering, the other tree had a disease. I couldn't quite catch it because will this little tree have the same disease?
You said it's like a foot tall now?
Well, maybe a little bit bigger than that, and there's a little cluster of these little trees, and I put a little fence around them so the lawnmower fellow wouldn't cut them down, and I put some mycorrhizae on it.
Okay.
Should I cultivate it?
Well, flowering crabapples are grafted. So what is going to come up could either be the root system that they use to graft the top of the tree from, or if there was enough of the stump or the graft that was below ground, it could be the original tree that was there. And you won't know till you get some size, like 2, 3, 4 feet on that plant. So what you want to do is, for now, leave them alone. In the spring, if you've got a cluster of them, and let's say you've got 8 or 9 seedlings, you can't have 8 or 9 seedlings together because you'll never have a nice-looking tree. You'll have more of a bush. So I want you to just kneel down at the base of the plant, look at them all over, and say, okay, you got 10 of them here. We're going to take 5, 6, maybe 7, cut them off at the ground so that all the energy, instead of being divided 10 ways, gets divided 3 ways. Let those 3 grow for a year, and then the following year, get rid of the other 2 and bring it down to 1. That way you'll choose the